And now on item number two, Madam Clerk.
Item number two is a public hearing for Housing and Community Development Needs, the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Thank you. Can you read the notice, please?
Yes. The County of Milwaukee is inviting citizen comments on the proposed Community Development Block Grant funding for 2012. Milwaukee County will be receiving 2012 Federal Community Development Block Grant funding, totaling approximately $1,500,000. The CDBG funding is to be shared between Milwaukee County and 16 participating municipalities. The municipal share will be allocated in accordance with Intergovernmental Cooperation Council policy adopted for this purpose. It is proposed that the county share be used for countywide projects. Approximately 20% is set aside for administrative costs. The Committee on Economic and Community Development is holding this public hearing on Monday, July 18, 2011, at 9 o'clock a.m. in room 201B of the courthouse to obtain the views of county citizens on the general needs of the CDBG funds. Nonprofit agencies are eligible to apply for these grants. For further information, please contact Damon Dorsey at 278-4780 or damon.dorsey@milwcnty.com.
Is there anyone here that would wish to speak on this matter? We have a card from Kathleen Hart. I wasn't sure if it's for the hearing or whether you want to speak on item three, but you're welcome, Ms. Hart. It's good to see you again. How are you?
Good. Hi. I didn't know if we were supposed to come to this meeting before we applied. I wasn't sure about that, but so I just prepared something to say. So I'm Kathleen Hart, and for 50 years I worked on behalf of nonprofit organizations in the city of Milwaukee, and I understand the needs, and I'm still working with organizations in Milwaukee, specifically with repairs of the breach and helping with some grant applications. And I know and understand poverty. I've devoted my entire life to try to help people towards self-empowerment. And today I'm here as a board member of the Greendale Historical Society, because I've been back in Greendale since 2004 after serving with the Sisters of Mercy in the Mercy Corps. As an original tenant in Greendale in 1938, I know the history and necessity of preserving it. And Greendale is one of only three planned Greenbelt communities built in the 1930s to bring people out of the Depression by providing jobs and low-income housing. The other two are Greenbelt, Maryland, and Green Hills, Ohio. And I lived in public housing in Greendale until I got married in 1955. And people didn't call it public housing, but that is what it was. And it's been an experiment in planned living which has been very successful. And I realize there are many needs in Milwaukee County and that we cannot fill them all. And I also know that preservation of historical buildings is important. Greendale is on the National and State Register of Historic Places and is a Milwaukee County landmark. The State of Wisconsin Historical Society has nominated Greendale for federal landmark status, and we're very close to obtaining that status. And we've been designated as a Preserve America community by the National Park Service and the White House. And we're asking for your help to maintain and readapt one of the three remaining original administrative buildings that are within the historical district. The Village Hall is one which is being preserved, and the other buildings are the Police and Fire Station building and the Grounds building and Hose Tower. Preservation and readaptation of the Grounds building and Hose Tower will benefit the entire community. And you may think that Greendale is a pretty well-to-do village. However, there are many seniors and low-income people who would benefit from this project. The original concept of Greendale was exemplified by the community building, which was available for everyone. However, over time, it has become the middle school, and Greendale does not have a community center. This would bring back the original concept and provide space for many organizations to have meetings and/or social events. And we're working with the schools to provide educational opportunities for students. We did receive a $40,000 grant from you 2 years ago and have completed the removal of the bricked-up windows and replaced them with historically correct energy-efficient windows. We have hired a professional fundraiser consultant and are beginning a capital campaign. However, this will take time, and the roof needs to be replaced, and tuck pointing must be done to preserve the exterior of the building. The Village of Greendale is planning to commit some of its CDBG funds to provide handicapped accessibility to the building. And economically, this will benefit the state tourism program, and with your help, we can become a national tourist attraction for Milwaukee County.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are there any other comments for the public hearing? Are there any other comments for the public hearing? Okay, with that, the hearing is closed. Thank you very much.